Blog Talk Radio. God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, He multiplies. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I
partners, United Kingdom, France, Norway, Australia, praise God. Good evening to our local partners, praise God, North Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, South Carolina, California. Praise God. Good evening to you. praise God. Alabama, praise God. Puerto Rico, good evening to you. And a shout out to Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, and to the Caribbean island chains. Good evening to you. Praise God. We thank God for another day's journey. This is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. Praise God. For it is God who has made us for the day and brought us to himself. Praise God. For his glory, for his honor on today. Aren't you glad? Praise God. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. And don't nobody care. Praise God. Because our God is an awesome God. He's a powerful God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's an all-seeing God that sits high and looks low. Praise God. Upon us, his sheep, of his pasture, we will be to his name. We thank God on today, giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Sister Smith. Praise God. To my pastor, Lakeisha and Temple Spencer, God bless you. To the motherboard of ADM, to the intercessor board of ADM, to the deacon board of ADM, to the youth department of ADM. Praise God. To every man, woman, and child of ADM ministry, we bid you good evening and God bless you. And I tell you, let's all just stay in the press. Don't take time out for nothing. Oh, glory be to God. But stay in the press, the Lord Jesus. He's there. He's there, right there at the altar, right there at your breakthrough, right there at your petition. Press. Press into him right now. Seek his face. Oh, glory be to God. Let him have his way in your life on today. Praise God. He's a God of understanding. He's a God of love. Praise God. And he loves you. So stay in the praise. Stay in the praise. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
God bless you too, Pastor Smith. First, I give honor to God, who is the head of my life, and to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith and Sister Smith, and everyone at ADM Ministry. In the name of Jesus, God, we come to you on another blessed afternoon. Just give me all the glory, that due to you. God, we just thank you how you just kept us shield and protected, safe, our way up to now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for just loving us, God, and just as we are, God. Our flaws and all, God, we say thank you. In the name of Jesus, God, this day, God, we lift up every ministry, God, everywhere, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you keep them strong in you, God. Continue to hold them up, God, and continue to let them cry out right now, but before, God, and everything that they have cried out, your flock, God, we pray, God, that you push back into them in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We come to you, God, letting you know, God, we have nothing to worry about. We have no complaints, but we all we have in our spirit is to thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you truly have brought us from a mighty long ways, God. Oh, Lord, Moshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we glorify your name today, God. We lift up every sick vessel that it is in the name of Jesus, God. We know by your sight they are already healed in the name of Jesus, God. So we thank you for your healing, go to Moshe power in the name of Jesus, God. Lift up the one that's go to concentrated. Roboche, in the name of Jesus Christ, lift up the old folks home, the high rise, Roboche, the one that's homeless this day, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, God, today to let them realize it's nothing too hard for God to do. If you want to be changed, He'll change you. If you want to be filled, Roboche, He can fill you with His Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for ordering our footsteps, God. So don't let us take for granted, because of O'Shea, that we are here for a purpose, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. Constantly, Lord, O'Shea, we thank you for your love and your kindness, God. That's who drawed us, God, your love. Your love, unspeakable love, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we realize nobody can love us just like you. Nobody. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up our family members up to you today, God. We pray, God, that you continue to draw them near to you. They deliver and set. Whatever habits, whatever downfalls they have, God, we ask that you fix it for them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray today, God, let us continue to pray for our loved ones and others. Let us be consistently, God. Don't let us give up on them, God. Just like you didn't give up on us, God. You kept loving us. Even the mistakes, the mistakes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we lift up the backsliders, day. We realize, God, that you are married to the backsliders, God. So we, lift them up to you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every mother, that it is this day, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them, God. Continue to pour out your wisdom into them, God. As we pour out to the young youth, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our youth, our Oboche, to you, God. Continue, God, to the Oboche, farm near to you, save and fill them with the Holy Spirit, God. And give them that guidance to go to Oboche the way they need to go in you, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, God. We have so much to thank you for, God. We thank you for life itself, God. Oh, we realize it's not us, Dakota Boche, that breathed on ourselves this morning, and we just arrived, God, but it was all you, God, giving us another opportunity, God, to get it right with you, God, giving us another opportunity, God, to make the right decision between death or life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning, God, this afternoon, God, we just lift up every sinner man and sinner woman that it is this day, God. We pray, God, that you begin to call their names out in the midnight hours, God. Because of the Moshe, call our names, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And let them begin to say, yes, you will, God. Let them realize they can't clean themselves up, Moshe. But it's you that can do the cleaning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them know just to come, just and say, in the name of Jesus, God, you'll fix the situation, you'll fix them up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we just thank you, God. Mess up every sickness today, God. We know the blood of Jesus is stronger than cancer today, God of Oshea. Even is stronger than hypertension, God. The blood of Jesus is higher than that, God of Oshea, God. We realize even arthritis, rheumatism, God, the blood of Jesus is stronger than all of those things, God. So we thank you today, God, in every realm of our life, God. We thank you for keeping us, God, keeping us in the right direction in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you today, God, oh, wash our mouth in the blood of Jesus, God, that we can have the right conversation, clean and pure holiness conversation, God, without gossiping and bullshit about cutting somebody down, little Moshe, God. Oh, God, let us learn, little Moshe, that you are God all by yourself, God. Little Moshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up our enemies, little Moshe, God. The one that's mistreated us, God. The one that's gossiping about us, little Moshe. Like we don't know, God. We ask you, God, forgive us because they know what they say. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to pray for one another in the name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to love on somebody, encourage somebody, lift them up when they're down in the mighty name of Jesus, God. thank you for the food that you put on my table today, God. We realize if it had not been for you, it wouldn't have been possible. But since it was possible and you supplied our needs, God, we come to say thank you this day in the name of Jesus. God, we so thank you. These things, God, we ask you this afternoon in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Father, God, just have your way on this day, God, like never before. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you. Thank you, Mother, thank for that beautiful anointed prayer. Praise God. Now, at this time, ADM, foreign, and local listeners, I now bring to you our pastor and our pastor, Temple Spencer. God bless you.
God bless your family. God bless all of you. My goodness, I can feel the strong presence of the Lord, a strong presence of worship right now. I tell you, those that is listening all over the world, and I just thank God for what he is doing. I'm telling you right now, this is a place to where you want to be in the presence of the living God. If you can, just take a few minutes right there where you are and just worship the living God. I know that some of you is getting busy meeting up with families for Thanksgiving and bringing on Thanksgiving. Giving trips and the family and different things, but let's take a few minutes and worship the living God, because if it have not been for God on our side, I don't know where we'll be. So I just want to take a few minutes and just worship him and just thank God for what he is doing. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We exalt your holy name. We bless you, your holy name, God. Go ahead and breathe upon us. And whatever you're doing, God, you go ahead and do it. We give you complete access in our life. We give you complete access in our home. We say thank you, God. Thank you. Oh, I feel the worship this morning, this night, tonight. I really feel the worship in the spirit of the living God. And I tell you right now, God is up to something, and God is really trying to prepare the hearts of the people to get ready for what he has and what he wants to do. And I'm telling you right now, if those that is truly sold out with him, and those that is truly don't let your life down, and you just said, for God, for I live, and God, for I die, I'm telling you right now, you're going to be in a right position for your 2018. You're going to get ready to be positioned to be the one to conquer, to be the one to sit at the head of the table, to be the one to change the dynamic and change the atmosphere of the rooms that you walk in. Be the one to tear down, shift different things in your life and different things that individuals that comes into your life. And I'm telling you right now that the spirit of the living God is conditioning the hearts of God's people to get ready for something dynamic that's going to get ready to manifest in your life. I don't know about you, but I have the spirit of expectation for what God's going to get ready to do. I'm just so excited that now God is revealing himself. Now God is giving us the different things that we truly need to overcome and to persevere through different things through our daily life. Not only through our own daily life, but also through spiritual. I know that we get so used to quoting a lot of cliches and quoting a lot of different things, but it always comes down to it. It's either you're equipped or you're not. It's either you have what you need or you don't have what you need. It's either you have the weapons, my God, it's either you have the weapons to go ahead and pursue and attack the enemy like you need to, or it's either you don't have the weapon. It's either you have the skills or you don't have the skill. In this case right here, it's either you have the anointing over your life, or it's either you don't have that anointing on your life. And God begins to speak to us as a church and as a body. He is releasing an anointing upon his people. He's releasing an anointing upon the body of Christ. He already explained to us that he already released one anointing that is definitely on the body of Christ. That is the Job anointing. God was sharing with us on this Sunday. Amen. stand, and that's the anointing all over the world that is causing you to stand, no matter what comes your way, even though we probably call it it's a test, or we call it this attack of the enemy, it doesn't matter what we call it, but all we know, we just going to stand and hold out and see the victory of the Lord to prevail in our life, amen? And God also showed us that it also a double-fold anointing. My God, what is that? A double-fold anointing is an anointing that it replenishes and also give you a profit. You hear me? It is replenished and also give you a profit. Just as the illustration as we were saying on Sunday, if you had a dollar, my God, then and somehow the dollar got taken away from you, and God, you know, went through the fight, went through the test, and God said, now I'm going to bless you double. Now he replenished the dollar that you had. Now you get a profit equal value to what you already had. And what is that? That's another dollar. So you have $2. And that's the problem with a lot of us in the body of Christ. We are getting blessed, but the blessings that we are getting, it cannot sustain us in our everyday life. And it's not sustaining us also in our spiritual walk. So what we need to do, we need to increase. We need to increase things in our life. We got to increase our mind. We got to begin to increase our prayer life, increase our worship, increase different areas in our life. Now, this is the thing that you're going to have to play a part in. Many of us, we want God to increase us, and we want God to do the increasing. But it comes to a time where you got to play a part in your own increasing. You have to play a part in different things. It's just like this. If you want to increase into knowledge, you pick up the book. You invest into material going to help you to increase into your knowledge. You have to do some work for your increasing in your life. I don't know about you all, but I know I'm talking to a remnant of people that is ready to put in the work to increase into their life. I know that you've been blessing a lot of people. You worry about a lot of people and make sure this will have and make sure that have. And I know that God is doing great things in your life. But it's close to a time to where I got to shut things down and begin to excel up into the Spirit of God for God to keep increasing me, increasing my home, increasing. Because you can get it to a certain level, a certain plateau in your life to where the finance or that raise that you have, it was good, but now you need another increase. Amen? You need another increase to continue to sustain the different things into your life. Amen? Then the other anointing that God released, and he released it in the body, he released it on us on yesterday, that was a David anointing. Amen? It was an awesome anointing. It's an anointing of a warrior, and it's anointed that an individual that has a heart after God, amen, very submissive to the Lord. They are not individuals that make emotional and hostile decisions. They are individuals, no matter what that comes into their life, they want to consult over with the Lord. Even though they have reasonable doubts, even though they have things in their life to make them to react a certain way, but they will consult with the Lord. Do I need to pursue or do I need to stay? God, do I have your blessings or God, do I don't have your blessings? See, we get caught up into the place to where we feel as though we are equipped. We understand. We got a little word inside of us. We got a little, we understand about a little gift here and there. And we start relying on to the ability or relying on our skill set. We start relying on to what we know other than relying on what God wants us to do. And many of us will get in trouble to the place where we rely on what we know, and what we know begin to carry us. What we know or how good of a fighter or spiritual warrior that I am, it begins to carry us. My God, you can have the gift and you can have the ability to do different things, but if you don't have the release from God, you're setting yourself up for destruction. And there's a lot of people right now, especially in the body of Christ. You're setting yourself up for destruction. You might have good gifts, and you might have so many people patting you on the back and saying, what an awesome thing, or you're man of God, or you're woman of God, and all that kind of stuff there. But if you don't have the release, David will not do anything without the release of the approval of God. Y'all hear me? Even it started with Goliath. David did not go after Goliath until the approval of God was in him. And when the approval was there, my God, it doesn't matter what you say, it's going to come down. It wasn't about the little small, smooth throne. It was about who is the head of David's life. Who is the one that gives him the approval? Who is the one that is walking with him? Who is the one that chose him? Even though you might look at your ability tonight, and you might tell yourself or think to yourself that I'm incapable, that I'm not big enough, I just don't have this enough, I don't have that. Baby, let me tell you something. You might not have all your vocabularies from A to Z in a proper order. You might not have the proper dynamic or dialect of your intercessory prayer. You might not have different scriptures that you could quote verbatim, back to back, in a rhythm, in a rhyme, and a good thing that make it sound good. But let me tell you something, like God told us on Sunday, long as I've got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. And long as you got King Jesus and God is in your life, that makes you capable. That makes you equipped, because the God, the armor that God told us to put on is really putting on him. It's a metaphor in the book of Ephesians about the breastplate and the armor and the helmet. It's a metaphor, because we are not going to be walking around with tin and steel around us. It's a metaphor. Metaphor is you step into God and you put on God. And when you put on God, you are being equipped, and you put on your whole armor. The David and anointing. Now it brings you to the place to where I want to share with you tonight. I want to share you tonight. It's a kingship anointing. What is the kingship of anointing? Please, when you have time, I want you to begin to read the story about Daniel. Begin to read the story about Daniel. Daniel had issues with kings, and Daniel was in a place to deal with a kingship anointing. But it's the kingship of anointing. The kingship of anointing is a high rank anointing that calls the individual to rule, to the rule in their dominion, to rule in different things. It calls it the principalities. It calls it the different things in the spiritual attitude and the atmosphere to begin to submit to the anointing, to submit to different things. You got to understand, saints of God, different things, different realms, the different areas in the spirit that identify you according to your deal in the anointing and the relationship of God in your life. Did you read the story in the book of Matthew? Peter, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? Because the individual was identified, but yet they were trying to walk in an office. And a lot of us, saints of God, we are trying to walk into an office pertaining to what we don't see, how our individual operate. I can do this. I can prophesy. I can say this. I can say that. But at the end of the day, that doesn't mean that God will release you into that realm or release you into that office. So now the spirit realm is trying to recognize Peter, I know, Paul, I know, or Jill, I know, Kim, I know, Ball, I know, William, I know, Smith, I know, Candace, I know, Lois, that I know, Carol, that I know, Wanda, that I know, my goodness. But the question is, the one that's to you, who are you? So the question is, in this scenario, the question is, in this scenario, are you the one that the spirit is asking, who are you? And your friends that you are connected with, he understands who they are, but he's trying to figure out who you are. My goodness, this is so good. I just feel good. So now, the David anointing, the anointing that David, not David, but Daniel had on his life, it was the kingship of the anointing. And when the kingship of the anointing is over your life, things that is in your life that meant to devour you and meant to try to eat you up, now it becomes under your power. It becomes under your suggestion. It becomes up to submit to the kingship of the anointing. You cannot handle a king in a kind of way. You cannot come and approach a king in a kind of way. You cannot come and say what you want to say to a king in a kind of way. You cannot have wrong bodily language like you're going to do something to a king. You cannot approach a king in a kind of way. That's the same thing that David experienced, not David, but Daniel, he's a spirit when he got put into the lion's den. When he got put into a lion's den, what's supposed to happen did not happen because the lions that's supposed to aid him up, they had to submit up under the anointing that is in his life. And I'm here to tell you, saints of God, God is trying to position not only you, but us as a body of Christ, for we can begin to walk into our kingship of anointing, for we can begin to walk into this thing. We're not going to worry about the government, because when the saints of God get together and walk into that kingship of the anointing, the government and the things that is not in order, they're going to help us submit to the body of Christ, because the anointing that is over my life is designed to call princes of power to submit to me, and it's designed for me to give the heavens my good. The Holy Ghost. It's designed for me to be in right to give order to the demonic spirit. Many of us trying to give order to demons or trying to give order to things into our life where we don't have the release of the anointing on us to move. I understand that you said that if I believe like of this mustard seed, the mountain got to go. Mm-hmm. I understand that you said that if I speak to this going to have to move. But the question is, why it have not moved yet in our life? Because God want to give you something. It's much deeper than the surface of the scripture that we are reading. We cannot be people in this season that God is shifting us into to be complacent into just the surface, just be complacent into just a verse. It's time for us to get this kingship of anointing and begin to search deep and begin to look deep into the different things that God has for us. Now what God wants us to do. Now what God wants us to do. My goodness, I wish I had some musicians. I feel a praise break. My God, now what he wants us to do. Wow. Mm-hmm. Is this kingship an anointing for everyone? No, it's not. Can everyone get it? Yes, they can. Mm-hmm. Are everyone is everyone going to get it? No, they're not. Why? Because at the end of the day, it takes sacrifice to inherit some things of God. It takes sacrifice. It takes, my God Almighty, you living, my God, you are presenting yourself to God as a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto him. Now the verse is really talking about consecration. Consecration. My God, we are presenting ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Y'all hear that one? Please follow that. Holy and acceptable. Other words, acceptable is God does himself in everything because we do it. Mm-hmm. Let me share that with you again. God does himself in everything because we do it. So we got to be holy and acceptable unto who? Unto our Lord. Unto our Father. God doesn't, y'all, my God, God doesn't pour into junk. God don't give that which is holy unto the dog. That's scripture. God doesn't pour into man. He doesn't pour into foolishness. He doesn't pour into a cluttered mindset. He doesn't pour into a junk house. He doesn't pour into an unclean place. He doesn't pour into the different place. I know some of you might right now be like, Pastor, why are you trying to be spiritual? Why are you trying to be all this? I got problems. God's still working inside inside of me. That's what I'm saying, daughter. God understands that he's working inside of you. That's why it might not be your season to receive this anointing until God gets through with you. So I want to make sure the record is clear that it's not for everybody. It's one of the ones that already right now is ready to walk in a place of holiness. It's ready to submit themselves unto God. It's ready what God has been trying to share with different individuals all last week. Who's ready to sell out before the living God. Who's ready to give themselves as a living sacrifice. He will give this anointing to somebody that who's ready. Stop dibbling, dabbling, and playing with foolishness. Stop dibbling, dabbling, and playing with your flesh. Stop dibbling, dabbling, and playing with some mess. Stop dibbling, and dabbling, entertain ungodly conversations. Entertain ungodly counsel. Entertain ungodly doctrine. Entertain ungodly gossip. God is looking for somebody to pour this out. That's what I'm saying. Some of us probably still a work in progress. So if you still a work in progress, you're not ready to graduate to the college level. You still gotta work, you still gotta go through some stuff in grade school. But is it okay? It is perfectly okay. Because when you're ready, then God say, I'll be ready to give to you. But I just wanna let you know, saints of God, if you're not ready, I want to get ready for I can be in the divine alignment with God so God can pour out what he needs to pour in my life, for my home. Some of us cannot wait for another year for God to release another. The Lord says, hold up. We cannot say, I need God to do it right now. I need to be in position right now. I'm tired of going through ups and downs with my health, with my finances, with my family. I'm tired of going through all these battles with the enemy. I need God right now. And whatever I got to do all over the world, Norway, United Kingdom, Australia, my goodness, France, whatever that we got to do, I got to do it right now because I don't want to miss what God has for me. That's what God calling us to do. Call, shout out on the road. What he called us to do, consecrate. So it comes to a time to where I'm challenging each and every one of you, become December 1st. Begin to consecrate your life. What is consecration? Yeah. Consecration is dealing with the structure. That is dealing with structure. A person is getting away from the things that God consider unholy and beginning to live a life of holiness. Begin to live a life of holiness. Other words, we're getting all this junk out of our life. It's like this here. How well, if somebody want to pour out into your home, how well if somebody could pour out into your home when you got furniture everywhere? You got furniture everywhere. What if your home is cleaned out? And imagine you get poured out into your home when your home is no furniture, no nothing. It's just a clean-out home. It can get in every crack. It can cover every surface. It can get in every point of your house other than if something was there. So God is calling us for this last part of the of December, my God, for we can begin to clear out our homes. We can begin to clear out our life. For we can begin to clear out the different things. This is not the time to where he's trying to tell you, say, well, I need you to do this for your relationship. No, no. You already been through that one. We've been through that one. This one right here is for that an anointing that you had to place on your life.
Yeah.
It's for the kingship of the anointing that God want to do. Let's begin to clear out our stuff. And let's begin to live a life that is holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Let's begin to live a life that is acceptable and holy unto the Lord. Amen. 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 And I'm telling you right now, God is in the midst, saints of God. We got to begin to consecrate ourselves, and we got to begin to get ready for God has what God to do. Let's get away from the gossip. Get away from negative conversation, because what they're going to do, they're going to pollute. That's going to pollute your spirit, and what's going to happen is, and when God sees it, he ain't going to pour it into you. It's something that you could be in the atmosphere of something great but not receive the greatness. Let me say that again. It's something where you could be in the atmosphere of greatness and do not receive or do not get an impartation of greatness. Oh, y'all hear me, my goodness. Really, you don't want to be in the atmosphere where God is pouring out and he miss you. Yeah. We got to begin to submit ourselves unto God. Begin to consecrate unto God. Begin to bring in more word, more structure of the spiritual things into our life. Anybody else want to bring in something else? They got to go on with that.
Amen.
Because now we are on a mission to get ready to receive an anointing that God has for us. Get ready to receive a kingship of anointing. And I want you all that listen to me all over the place, you probably said, Pastor, we're not going to be here. There will be thousands of miles away. But I'm going to make sure that the service this New Year's is going to be broadcast live over the air. I'm going to make sure that it be broadcast live over the air. I don't want you to miss what God has for you. But trust me, people say, God can pour it out. God can use the prophet. God can use the apostle, whatever you want to use. But if you have not did a proper work, you will miss it. And you don't need to miss it. And many of you cannot afford to miss another year. This is what God released. I know many don't get caught up in the hype, say my money and all this kind of stuff here. No, God released the mentality to get the money. Don't get caught up into that. Don't get caught up into, if you sow into this, God's going to release the double portion of the anointing on you. No. You got to submit yourself as a living sacrifice. You got to begin to consecrate yourself. And as you go into the things of God, God's going to release everything that you need. Don't get caught up into that. Begin to submit yourself. Consecrate yourself. And oh, my God, my body is on fire right now. And as you begin to consecrate yourself, backing away from different things that pollute and contaminate your spirit. Backing away. I'm telling you right now, you're going to begin to see things move in your life when you open your mouth and speak. You're going to begin to walk in different places that has the issue or has the, my God, has the authority to come and devour and take you out. But by your presence, it's going to have to submit unto you. Because of the kingship, that anointing, because of the Daniel anointing that God can place over your life. And I'm telling you right now, there's a pastor and apostle, different individuals on this line. You want to do the same thing, please tap into the apostolic and the prophetic call. That way you can tap into the place that God is releasing. You want to do the same thing for your church, same thing for your life, same thing for your ministry. You want to walk into the kingship, anointing leaders that is in place in ministry. You want to make sure you consecrate yourself. You want to be able to operate into the kingship of the anointing that God is releasing over the body.
Amen.
I ask for the Holy Ghost. Yes. Father God, I thank you and I bless your holy name for what you're doing in this time and what you're giving us ready to get ready to receive. And God, I ask you and Holy Ghost, you recommend that you begin to give our spirit condition. So we can get ready to be in the place to receive everything that God has for us. So God, we cry out now. We don't want to be individuals by the wayside. We have our operations, but with no release. We have a gift with no power. We have a prayer life with no established authority to command, to declare, and decree different things prophetically shift in our life. I thank you, God, that you've given us the tools so we can be successful. For we shall not walk in poverty. We shall walk in a long, holy, and a blessed life. And I thank you, God, that you have shifted us into a place in your divine will where your purpose and your relationship with you oversees everything else. And I thank you that you stopped by to give us the tools that we need for we can keep on inheriting the things of the kingdom. For we can be great sons and daughters of you. I thank you, God. I pray tonight that everyone that is listening and those that have not listened, this is the first set that God's going to allow me to come on. He's going to allow me to come on again in December. I don't know what day in December that we're going to come on again to release this, but to help you all. But he's going to give all of you a chance where you can inherit. And if you miss it, it's not because God did not release it, or the devil don't took your blessing, because you didn't do the necessary things in your life to receive what God has for you. I bless God for each and every one of you. I thank God for all the partners and listeners. And at this moment, I thank God for you, Mother Jackson. I thank God for everyone that's going to be praying this week. And I thank God for my wife, my beautiful wife, how God has been blessing her. Keep us uplifted up in the prayer. We also pray for you. But most of all, let's get down to business. And let's start kicking some habits and cleaning up some things. But we can get this anointing that is released over our life. And as God releases this anointing, we're going to be able to establish ourselves. I'm saying it by words because a lot of us, we're speaking a lot of hot air, but we ain't moving nothing. But we could truly establish ourselves by the things that we could be able to release because what's over our life. Establish ourselves into the ranks of the kingdom. Establish ourselves over the dominion of demons and serpents and princes of powers, rulers of darkness. Establish ourselves as anointed that is pure and potent, my God, and it takes out thousands. Amen. As the Bible says, one can chase a thousand, but two can put a 10,000 to flight. And I know we'll just get together and we start saying things. No, it's talking about the potency of that anointing. It's just like a snake. A snake has a potent where it's one venom released. They'll tell you from different types of snakes that this one venom release can kill 5 adult humans, 10 adult humans. It can kill 30 little children. This little bit right here. Well, your anointing that God has on you, because you cleaned it up, the potent of the anointing could chase thousands. Then when you get another sister or brother that is walking in an anointing as well, not only y'all chasing 1,000, you combine both of you, now you can get 10,000 to the flight. It's talking about the fullness of an anointing on your life. Oh, my goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. I thank God for each and every one of you. And at this time, Pastor Smith, God bless you. I am done, and I turn this back over to Pastor Smith. God bless you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For our pastor and our prophet, praise God. Coming in, praise God. Departing words of prophetic words, praise God, unto us. Praise God. Take heed. Take heed to the word. Amen. Hold it close to your heart. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And as we depart, praise God, from this service on tonight, we remember the sick and the prayer list. Praise God. Praise God. Mother OG. Praise God. Minister Juanita. Sister Chikri. Amen. Our children and our youth. Praise God. Mother Linda and family. Praise God.
Amen.
And especially, praise God, our First Lady.
Amen.
Keep them all in your prayers, sincerely, until tomorrow night. Correction, until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. You have a God-blessed night.